the Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular. Welcome back to the Chris and Rob Christmas Special 1997. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And Andy Williams ain't got nothing on this. This is one of the most star-studded, star-celebrity-packed late-night talk shows you're ever going to hear. Hello, Buddy Hackett.
How are you, Chris and Rob?
Couldn't be better. A happy Hanukkah and a Merry Kwanzaa to you.
Yes, and everybody in Cincinnati. Hello.
Hello. They're all saying hello back to you. Every single one of them.
I worked there 50 years ago this month.
Really?
51.
Were you doing a Christmas show?
No, I worked in the Emory Auditorium in a show called Call Me Mister.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were there for 4 weeks.
What's that show all about, Call Me Mister?
It was all guys who had just gotten out of World War II. I was in the show with Carl Reiner, Bob Fosse, William Warfield, Betty Keene, Howard Morris.
Carl Reiner worked up a pretty wacky bit with Mel Brooks with that 2,000-year-old man.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't really believe it.
Neither did I. I thought they were putting us on the whole time.
Oh,
nobody could be 2,000 years old except for maybe George Burns.
George Burns only got to be 100.
Hey,
you know, that was an interesting thing. George Burns, a comedian who never did any drugs in his whole life. Of course, he had martinis and cigars. But now you get some very, very talented people, including Chris Farley and John Belushi and Freddie Prinze, and they all used drugs, and their total age didn't come to 100.
Yeah.
So I hope any young people listening in, listen to that.
And don't forget Lenny Bruce either. Maybe he was the funniest of all of them put together.
No, he wasn't the funniest. He and I were roommates. I worked with his mother. She died just a few weeks ago. She was 92 years old. And I worked with his mother when he was in the Merchant Marine. And this was in 1945. We worked in a place in Bridgeport, Connecticut called Mama Marino's Lodge. And she said, "My son is coming out of Merchant Marine. Could you help him get started in show business?" I said, "Sally, I'm getting $45 a week. I can't help myself into new shoes, for heaven's sake." I said, "I'll be his friend," and we were friends for a long time.
Well, friends is good.
Yeah.
Buddy Hackett, welcome to the Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular. We have an in-studio guest tonight. Her name is Shoshana Friedman, and she's the culinary artist here locally at the York Street International Cafe. Do you have any recipes you'd like to pass along to her? Because she's always looking for new recipes.
Well, you know, Hanukkah is the time of year they make potato pancakes, which are called latkes, L-A-T-K-E-S.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say to you that if you get your blender and just take your potatoes, scrub them well, cut it into pieces, put it in a blender with a couple of eggs and a little oil, and then your salt and pepper and cornmeal, or you know, matzo meal or cornmeal too, and just turn on the blender, even using the potatoes with the skins and all, because it gets so fine. And you make your batter for your potato pancakes in 2-3 minutes. That was 2 minutes to 3 minutes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Onion and all that. Put it in, take a look at the consistency. You know it the way it should be.
Yeah.
Drop that into your hot oil and boom you go.
Yeah,
now, Buddy Hackett, are potato pancakes just a holiday dish, or there's a place in town called Izzy's, and they serve potato pancakes year-round.
Yes, everybody eats them year-round, but this is just a particular holiday when they make them.
Yeah, you're talking to a pretty good Jewish girl here, so I know what you're talking about, the applesauce, the sour cream, it's all good with those potato pancakes.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I like it with just a little salt. My mother used to like it with... My mother used to like with sugar on it.
Mm.
She used to sprinkle sugar on it.
Yeah.
And because you had to chase the ants away first.
Buddy Hackett, last year on Christmas we called you, but you weren't available because you were taking a safari in the wild bushes of Africa.
I spent Christmas and New Year's, and I was in Africa, and then I went to the Seychelles Islands. I'm from Seychelles Islands, South America. It was the first vacation I ever planned.
Well, you...
I'd been to a lot of places, but we never planned one before.
You had such an adventure last year at holiday time. What are you doing this year?
This year, I'm going to have a shower.
That's an adventure.
Actually, tomorrow I go down to the mission with Jerry Vale and Louis Nye and a bunch of other actors, and we, you know, we feed the homeless. They really don't need us, except the profile of a celebrity makes more contributions so that the mission will do their work all year long, you know.
Can you make the homeless people laugh?
It's not an easy thing to do.
I didn't think so.
No, they smile and they wave, and but nobody really laughs out loud.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because, I mean, you're Buddy Hackett. You're a big star. You're probably a multi-billionaire.
I pray to God for these people to find their way and help themselves, and I thank God very much that I am not amongst them, which could have happened many, many times.
Back when you couldn't afford shoes and you were living with, other starving comedians.
Well, you know, I grew up in very, very poor people, and but we had a family and we were together, and somehow we kept going.
Buddy Hackett, how are you celebrating Hanukkah this year?
Well, actually, my wife and I, we gave out a lot of gifts to unfortunate people around us. Our children are all grown, and they're all off together. The joy of the fact that all our children are well and happy and friends with each other and with our grandchildren, and they're all off together, and they're just the two of us alone. We just do things with other people, but Christmas Eve we always spend with Kelly Lang. You know Kelly Lang?
No.
Kelly Lang is the news person, the 11 o'clock news person here on NBC. And she has Christmas Eve at her house every year. So we go there. The first year I went there, about 7-8 years ago, she had a goose and a turkey and prepared all beautiful. And we were all sitting around waiting, and she was in such a panic, and she had forgotten to turn the stove on.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
then you had Domino's.
No, actually, I got hold of the big turkey and cut it up in small pieces and put it into the microwave, and meanwhile had the oven up high, and then took the pieces and put them in a pan and put them in the oven and browned them, and it didn't look like a turkey, but it tasted very good anyway.
No potato pancakes? No mashed potatoes?
Not in Kelly Lang's house. We didn't have that. They go more toward the crepes.
Buddy Hackett, how's Johnny Carson doing lately? Have you seen him in a while?
I haven't seen him in... I saw him twice since he went off the air. Once, I took a huge cactus to his house. My wife is a cactus fancier. She belongs to the Pasadena Cactus Club. And I had this huge cactus, must have weighed 100 pounds or 80 pounds. I took it to his house. And then once I met him on an airplane. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I don't hear from him. And, you know, he has hobbies that are very...
So he goes to Wimbledon a lot, doesn't he?
Pardon?
He goes to Wimbledon a lot, doesn't he?
He didn't go this past year.
How come?
He goes to Africa quite a bit. He goes with Jim Fowler. Remember the man used to bring all the animals on his show?
Yeah.
So now they go to Africa.
Cool.
Do the animals.
You know, you can take one of the cactuses like your wife has and decorate it for, you know, the holidays, put little ornaments on it, star on the top.
You don't mess with a cactus. That's dangerous.
That's asking for trouble. Well, Buddy Hackett, happy Hanukkah. Have a joyful Kwanzaa and a happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for taking the time to send some holiday greetings to Cincinnati.
Just say your prayers for everybody, you know?
Hey, Buddy Hackett, do you know why Italians don't like Jehovah's Witnesses?
Oh, Italians don't like any witnesses.
Happy New Year and God bless.
God bless you all.
Bye-bye.
Buddy Hackett on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to get in on this, 749-1444 is the phone number.